If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Let me verify this. Oh, my God. It's Wednesday.
Boy, yeah, it is all day long.
February 12th, 2025.
Whoa. Already the 12th.
Wait. Oh, man. I got a buddy that does these little videos. I guess he does his little YouTube show or whatever.
Is he a content creator?
Oh, yeah. We're trying to be. And he's got our other buddy that does it with him. And the only thing that guy will say is, all day long. That's all he says in the video. Because, you know, he'll come on like kind of like what we just did. Hey, it's Wednesday. And the guy goes, all day long.
He's like the opposite of Lionel Richie.
That's all he says. And I want to say to him, we're good buddies, but why do you have him?
See, I'll be Lionel Richie. You be that guy. All night long.
All night?
No, you go all day long.
Oh, all day. Dang it.
He's the opposite.
I was thinking I was one of the Commodores now.
I wish you were.
No, I don't have the hair for it.
You got to dance.
Listen, you would never be able to play football in Washington.
Couldn't do it. Oh, God.
Come on, dude. That was a good joke.
That was a stretch.
Commanders? Oh. Commodores? I thought that was cute.
God forbid to be the Redskins again.
Oh, Lord.
Way to piss on that tradition and legacy.
That's in my jug here.
Jug seance. We're going to exorcise the ghost out of your jug.
Oh, my God.
Are there any spirits in the room?
It's my protein shake. I pronounce it different.
Oh, I like the yogurt shakes. Man, I have a yogurt shake in the morning. I'm like,
now, what do you mean by that?
I know. Orally stimulate the room full of men.
Is it like a Yoplait where there's like fruit at the bottom?
No.
That was a very creative way to get... and I'll say this for me, a morbidly obese child to eat his yogurt and fruit. It combined them into a glorious little sugar-filled snack.
Yeah, it was too much. Too much fruit on the bottom.
Sounds nice. Real nice.
It sounds like a country song.
Do you like the, or did you like the little flips where you got like nuts on the one side, you flip them over?
I like the one with the granola. Hell, I'd eat that right now.
Granola?
Some granola and some... Blue berries. Those are really good.
I think you can talk into Fat Boy and he's loving it.
Well, I saw some granola I wanted to get. And I'm like, it's too many carbs. Yeah. Way too, even a handful, you're like, yeah.
Too many carbs?
Yeah, you really watch that because if you're big like me, if you have too many carbs, like my fingers swell like in my joints.
It just goes
to
sugar.
If you like it a lot, the granola, if you'll notice, they're dusted and really fine cinnamon, and that's to replace the sugar. But I mean, just with anything, too much is still gonna
It really is
make you have a what is it I'm looking for here, like a crash into me.
Just physically hurts.
And you're smart to watch your sugar and your salt intake. So
well, here's the thing that's weird about it. When you do some of these diets, they'll tell you you want the salt. They'll say, look, if you got a migraine or a headache, it's not because of lack of caffeine. It's because of lack of salt.
Lack of.
So you need the salt. They'll say, eat a pickle or whatever. But you were always told too much salt was bad.
I always thought that was like a thinly veiled kiss my ass. That's what I say.
Eat a pickle.
Go eat a pickle.
Go eat a pickle.
Eat my shorts.
Hit the bricks.
Eat my dust. Suck my wake.
Remember God. You remember those shirts, great stickers. Outdoors. It's like I can't even eat a big submarine sandwich anymore because
no.
It goes straight to my knees.
God. My favorite.
Why is that?
I'm not going
carb to. Carb inflammation.
I'm not going to say the name just because. I mean, I guess I could. Okay, I will.
Do it.
There's a, like.
They'll appreciate the shout out.
If it's like what you call like a, and I don't do it often, really I don't, because I've said before, like if I have like a big splurge meal.
Big.
I feel like poo-poo the whole next day. Like for like a 24-hour of thing. I just feel awful. But I love the hell out of a Jersey Mike's sub.
Oh, my God.
Philly cheesesteak.
Yes, it's hot. Oh, it's so good and hot.
And I can't. I could used to sit down, and they already cut it in half because they're already like.
It's sliced right in front of you.
This is big. We're not going to serve this to you in one big long piece because that's intimidating. They put it in half.
Would you like to compliment it with a nice turkey and Swiss?
I don't. I cold like it sauce. Just straight up the regular Philly cheesesteak. I do get the jalapeno spiced kettle chips.
Okay. Well, I like the sea salt ones, but you know, yeah. Those could be good too.
How do you spell that?
C-E-E.
Sea
salt.
Like CeeLo Brown. But I can't. So the long point with all that is I cannot. I used to could sit down and like eat I'm not even kidding, like a whole giant. Which is almost like three pieces,
yep.
But it's just really two big pieces. And now, like, no way, man. Like, that's just, for me, the way people say it now, for me, and I'm not trying to offend you, but for me, it's just too much bread. Cannot. My body won't. And I think it's my brain also kicking in, like, dude, we've done this before. You'll lose some weight. You'll get, you know, all fitnessed up, motivated and everything, and then you'll splurge here. Oh, that wasn't so bad. Used to, it was hurting a whole day, but it's like drinking. It's like, oh, I'm never going to drink again. Oh, my God, I want a sub, though. Oh, and then you take the whole thing.
This is your inner voice.
And then you're like, here we go. Here we go again.
Do you want to eat this whole sub?
This whole spinning carousel of weight loss and dieting and getting your life right. And then stupid hip. Yeah, going around.
You're going to get fat again.
It's you in my ear. You're going around in a circle. It's I want to get off that thing.
I don't want to violate any HIPAAs, ask too many personal questions.
You can ask me anything.
Do you have problems with the other hip?
No.
Okay.
No. That's something that would have shown up by now. So that's very astute you asked.
No, because you transfer the weight.
Yep. And your spine, too.
Because mentally, I would be like, you know what? I got the one hip. Let's go ahead and do the other one.
I tell you what I have. I'm not like, I mean, it's not something I'd go around telling anybody, so it's not something embarrassing. But I do on the other shoe, I have one of those little heel things in there to kind of.
Oh, like an insole.
Yeah, an insole to kind of counterbalance. It's not like I'm like handicapped or anything.
Now, did you do like the rest of the upstate does and take their shoes off and stand on the Dr. Scholl's machine? When you go to the big box retailer?
Yeah, I did that before. I got athlete's foot that way, though.
Oh, gosh.
I'm convinced of it. I got the athlete's foot at that big box retailer doing that.
Thank God they're not open 24-7.
Really?
Because, yeah.
That's nasty.
People do it when they're bored. You know, when you used to go to Walmart back in the day to look at magazines?
No.
They're already in their pajamas, so they're like, yeah, I'm going to take my shoes off and go on the Dr. Show machine.
And I'm also going to go over here and get my blood pressure tested.
Oh yeah, that thing's
BO
out of whack.
Like hell.
I didn't know there was so much fun to be had at that store.
The BO was getting soaked into the cuff.
Oh, that's
and nice. It's like, no offense, and this could have been a man or woman, you don't know, but hey, fat ass, you obviously don't care about your blood pressure. Why are you testing it right now? You just want the free seat.
That's what it is.
You want the seat
down.
And you want the comfort of being able to kind of put your arm down and kind of rest a little bit.
I'm going to sit here while you go get your taquitos.
Yeah. And then, I'm just going to pretend that I'm getting my blood pressure checked. I'm just sitting here.
After they do all the activities, they're like, okay, I guess we'll steal now because, you know, we're bored. Get you some
makeup.
Is that
what happens? Okay.
Get you some LA colors. It's Maybelline. I don't know if they have Clinique or.
No, they do.
That's a great Chuck Berry song.
You're the others.
Clinique.
Maybelline.
Do you have Lancome? Yeah, we got it. It's right over here.
You know, that's like the word marmalade, like Lady Marmalade. Like, were we, who's saying it right, who's saying it wrong? Is it the same word?
Yeah, well.
And the only reason I even question it is because that song that, you know, commanded the airwaves.
Oh, my God.
For like a whole summer. Suchi, suchi, na, 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 na.
I can see the video now. We need about five of you to dress up like whores, and this would be a huge
They
song.
All were dressed up like that way, and they were all like kind of like teetering on like, we want to do men, but we kind of want to do each other, it kind of seems here, the way we're looking at each other up and down and smiling and doing the winks.
Now, one of you might pop up in the news about 25 years from now. Two of you won't be heard from again.
Yeah. One of you will, oddly enough, go on to like be pretty normal.
Yeah. One of you is going to have big jugs on Instagram and talk about your sexual prowess and what all you like to do.
Which one are you talking about, Brittany? I mean, Christina?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Aguilera, she's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks good now.
She does.
She's in shape. She's on tour.
She filled out, if that makes any sense. She was always real skinny. Now she's looking good.
My favorite look of her was, and looking back, I mean, at the time, you know, was when she, I don't know that she had, like, she didn't have dreadlocks,
the
but
chaps,
she had, like, some kind
dirty.
Of...
dirty?
Like, half cornrows, maybe?
Maybe, like, cornrows, I guess. And then she had, like, a nose ring or whatever.
Yeah, that was, I mean, what are you doing?
I liked it.
Now she's talking about the...
I liked it.
She likes to eat the oyster, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, that's an aphrodisiac in itself, which has got to be like just spinning circle over and over again.
It's one of her favorite things to do.
Wow.
She eats the bleach.
Now, is she married?
I think she's divorced. I'm not sure.
See, I get her mixed up with old Jessica Alba. It's always divorced now or getting divorced.
No way.
Yeah. She's got a market where I'm sure she'll be popular again.
But dude, she's a witch, right? I mean, not a witch, but...
I don't know.
I'm not making fun because I know y'all cast a spell on me.
They really will.
She does she has a whole business and a whole...
Like a Wiccan?
Yeah. Like, were they... I guess just the best way to say it is like the occult. Were they like set in circles and burn candles and summon...
Painted pentagram and...
I don't know that they do the pentagram. I think they do it from a more holistic kind of natural way where they'll bring in like... You know, but when a witch was making a witch's brew, she was like an eye of a newt and just all these like weird concoctions. It's like, wait a minute, were they telling us the concoctions to brew up for eternal life?
That's what it was.
Yeah, it was kind of some kind of hidden message.
I feel like her guy was like, you know what? She's hot. She's still hot, but man, kind of had enough. Like, I want to move on.
She was like my heartthrob for like a long time. I still, now, especially knowing she's single, it's throbbing even more. Mm-hmm. My heart.
How are you? Is there a stage in a relationship? I don't really know about this because I've never dated. Where you date somebody so long and they're hot, but they're obviously still hot, but you get to that point to where you don't get jealous anymore if it ends, like you break up, you're like, you know what, have fun, go do whatever, you're hot, but if a million dudes try to message you, it is what it is, like I don't care.
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, the normal progressive is you just try to say, are we an item, we're gonna go that way, or are we just become friends?
I just wonder if the hotness ever wears off.
Yes.
So at that point, you're cool with passing it along to somebody else. Like, you know what? Have fun.
Well, you just realize. I mean, I can just speak for myself and being with guys. You just realize it's too much trouble, and you know it's never going to go anywhere.
I think it's a case-by-case basis. I mean, that's a pretty strong question here early.
It really is.
I would say that it depends on the person, you know. You know, each one being different. Because, like, you know, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, somebody could just, like, you know, let's just say, and I'm not basing this off anything, I swear, But like, just to say, let's just put this shoe on the opposite foot or whatever. Let's say they get married and, you know, he's been going to the gym and they get married and then he suddenly is like, all right, I got my wife now. I'm not going to give a damn no more. And
then which happens.
Does the hotness wear off? Well, he kind of eroded that himself a little bit because he took away with it. Now, she dare not, right? Because he wouldn't like that. That's the complete opposite of that. So,
yeah.
But I think as long as, like, you know, everybody just kind of ages. Now, that's on the other side of that, if she goes and gets a bunch of talks done, and
get your fillers.
And he's over there looking like some kind of Chinese Sharpay with the rinks.
And a bowl haircut.
And a bowl haircut.
Yes, a good look. Yeah.
And then she's over there looking like, you know, no wrinkles at all, looking like. Then you go. That's problematic. I think that could.
Yeah, trending in different directions.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
her face don't move.
New love falls. You're not as attracted to somebody throughout the years, like you are in the beginning.
God,
I can see how that wears off. I guess.
I mean, it does. Like it does. So you have to find what you love about that person.
That's such a woman answer, though. But.
I know, but
to fall back in love with them again because you just there's that element of somebody. I mean, I'm just talking about marriage and you know being with someone for a very, very long time.
I think that like part of the this is like going to sound lame, but that it isn't like the attractiveness isn't like okay. Let me just give a very bland answer. Let's say you marry somebody who's a 10. And whatever your level to whoever that is, and let's just say, as time you know goes on, you know it the age kind of goes or whatever. But what the attractiveness, you can be a perfect 10 in looks, but if you're stupid or we don't align in agendas or views and things like that, like you're a 1, and that turns you into a 5 over the grand scheme of things. So. I'm saying as long as you look pretty close to the way you used to look and just age progressively as you should and don't really change your mind a whole lot about social things, we should still be banging after like 30 or 40 years.
Yeah. I guess ultimately it gets to what I was thinking of when people split up after so long. I guess maybe each of them's, I don't know if they're sad, really. They're probably looking forward to other people.
Well, a lot of times he may think he's going around looking for something new and he doesn't realize what he let walk out the door.
Listen to that. Here's your one chance.
Fancy. Well, I mean, and then he wants you back and he's begging for you to come back and you're just like, no, you let me go for whatever that you wanted on the side. So
yeah, it's like, it reminds me of the great story of the...
Great
Portugal son.
Yeah.
I mean, the parable son. Portugal son.
Who was it?
Hold on. He said, you can come back anytime. Oh, this is embarrassing. Hold on. We cannot go to break. Lord, intervene and give me the answer right now so we don't have to come back and get the answer and people text mean messages to us. Prodigal son. Yeah. Prodigal.
She said the Portugal son.
I said Portugal. I said
Portugal the man.
But I quickly realized it was wrong. All right, okay. So I'm back in heaven, yes.
I'm back in.
I'm back going to heaven again. Get it, Dan?
Shouldn't even be a question, baby.
So Jeremy Clements will be joining us here in approximately an hour and 40 minutes.
Hell yeah. You know he's been awake for probably 2 hours already.
I think that's probably what he tries to do. Knowing he's got to get up early, he'll take the first early shift with the child.
What do you think wakes him up? Does he have to huff some gas? Like first thing in the morning, just imagine? Get going?
You hearing that sound?
He does come in here with an incredible amount of energy that, you know, seems a little unnatural. I'm not asking him to get piss tested or anything.
You know how good gas smells. He probably loves it. Oh, I rode past some epoxy the other day. I forgot how good that smells.
Epoxy?
They were using it, working on the road somehow, and I'm like, oh, it smells good.
Like the stuff that's like the clear stuff where you like put stuff in like a coffee table. All that,
yeah, there are different mixes. I'm used to smelling it when it comes to like a fiberglass fix mix. But I don't know what they were doing with the roads with it, but it smelled good. I'm like, oh my God.
You just sat there. Oh, you acted like you had car trouble. Chemical and you're just brain. Sitting up there huffing it.
That's the thing. It was so strong, you could smell it for like a mile out. You just kind of drive
taste
real
it
slow.
In your car.
God,
well,
this smells good.
Oh, I think I got a flat tire. Let me pull over.
What is that?
Get your face off the road.
Is that Radio's Fat Boy?
Radio's Fat Boy.
Is he huffing?
Get off the road.
Is that a deer in a sweatsuit laying there on the ground? Is that a big deer in a sweatsuit? No, that's Radio's
a
Fat
Boy. A chubby deer.
He's laying down huffing.
Oh, you got it. God, we got to talk about that. You got me on that train. I'm pacing myself with it, too.
P1 Bojangles is on that train, too.
God,
many others.
Wow. We got to... We
not Casey Jones.
No, no. The train of like, the question to be asked is, should I be laughing at this as much as I am? I
think it's the inappropriate question. Laughter.
It is the great crossroads that you have to talk about with it.
It is, man, because like everyone's aware, even every once in a while, like you'll even see mom or dad kind of turn away from the camera because they're laughing about just like, you know, sitting there like...
I can't tell you.
Spotted alone in a safari.
An itchy baby weenie.
Dingle dickles, dingle dickles, dingle dickles.
I can't say. Butter your own biscuit, fat ass.
Oh,
itchy baby weenie.
How about the flip of the pancake?
Here, I need to do it two more times. It's like.
Oh, my God.
This incredibly awkward show about this young girl. She's 21, I believe, that has Tourette's. And it's like uncensored on Max. And Jesus Christ.
She's really likable. Like you want to pull
she's
for her.
Cute.
Oh, yeah. And like her, well, you know, I'm only two episodes in, but Lord.
That's about what, wait, you get to number
but
three.
But they know. Like, I mean, because what she has this really like slight different type of Tourette's where she says like the most obscene things.
Oh, I love that.
Like, yeah, she's like only 10% of people with her Tourette's have that. I forget what the condition's called.
Wrap that wiener. Wrap that wiener. Like this weird.
Have that rotisserie chicken.
Yeah. I don't know the rotisserie chicken. I don't know this one.
That's the thing. Like, she'll tell you she has certain tics. Like, it's usually the same thing, but it will come back.
It's
like,
funny she'll how remember some too. They formulate the sentences like that, you know? How that works in the brain.
It's just odd.
You just laugh at what she says, not why she's saying it or
absolutely
how.
Not. Yeah. But like it made me feel better though after watching the two episodes that especially mom would turn away real quick. You tell she's laughing at what she said because it's just like my mom's got gonorrhea and mom's looking around like I don't have gonorrhea. I don't. She's got Tourette's.
How about when she just yelled out Joe Biden has a vagina?
I know, man.
How the hell?
It's like, that's a random tick.
I love her.
My mom has hemorrhoids. And the little boy's like, what's that? And she starts explaining it to him. Oh, God.
That's so good.
It's wild.
Bless her. Okay, so I'm a big fan now, and I've never even seen it.
We'll definitely work that in, too.
Oh, my God.
Jeremy Clements and...
Guys?
Should we tempt the fate and try to do the deal from yesterday again?
I think we have to, and, you know, it's got to go off today.
Okay.
You can't
today
go
or today or never.
Pretty much. Okay. We've had that happen before. It sucks, but you know, you can't pull it off.
No.
You give it a couple days, and you're like, sorry, can't help you.
Sorry.
Well, especially when they are in that particular situation, they knew they were going to be on for somebody to tell them something. They didn't know why, and then suddenly got. What is it? I was about to say blue feet, but that's not it. Cold feet.
Blue balls.
Cold feet.
Cold balls.
Well, you know what? If they got so cold, they'd turn blue, would they not? So anyway, so we're going to give that a go again here right after sports at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock Eastern time. So that said, text, call us, same number to do so, 1-800-774-0093. That's your TLCMotors.com text line. Don't text and drive, and your standard data text rates will be applicable. Paige,
yeah.
What is up in the Plex?
All right, what if I told you can call in sick for a so-called sex day? We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I got some time built up.
A lot of time. Hell yeah.
That's
Hell
all
yeah.
I have to say about that.
Jeno.
All right, we'll talk about that next then. Good morning, everybody.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, we begin with this. Will companies start giving out sex days before sick days? You know, it might have been a little difficult to get a sick day after the Super Bowl, but maybe a sex day would be possible.
Is it for the day after because you're going to be so sore, or is it for the entire day because you're going to do it in the morning, you're going to do it in the night. Do me when you want to do me. What a provocative song.
Really was.
So, but you can do me in the morning. You can do me in the night. You can do me when you want to do me. Just do me right.
Okay, that's the message.
Bobby just Brown.
Do me right.
It's pretty clear.
Bobby Brown.
Don't mess around here. Just do me right.
You just didn't hear the stanza where he's like, I'm going to get you addicted to cocaine. I'm going to make you hate your family.
Oh, gosh. I don't need that. So,
Whitney.
Here's the deal. There's a study that found that it's possible that workplaces may start providing special days for sexual wellness. So these so-called sex days would be dedicated time off for intimacy, health, and related needs. I don't think you have to get graphic about it.
Yeah, why do they have to call it sex? They should, like on Tinder, when it's, you know, you pick your interest or whatever, and if I see a woman that says, oh God! Well, it's something like to the equivalent. It may be verbatim. Self love.
Oh yeah.
I think
it's like empowerment, right?
I think that is your dildoing all day.
All day.
Well, if it's in one of your top five interests, it's like they put on their hot yoga. Mm. It's like, come on, you went once, and now it's one of your top five interests. There it comes again.
Gotcha.
It's like the opposite's froga. They call it now cold yoga.
That's
is that not just regular yoga?
Yes.
Come on.
What's it called again?
Froga.
Froga. Oh.
It's like, oh, goat yoga. Oh, great. You, the only equivalent is like you're going to get doo-doo on your mat.
Yeah.
Don't rent a mat. Don't bring your own. That's a hint from me.
And goat yoga, you have to have one that really wants to do
ride
downward dog and all that kind of
ride
stuff. They may not want those positions.
No.
You'd almost say yes to this. Well, you already said kind of, but, and we never got to it. There was a story of a woman in Europe. It might be Holland or somewhere. I can't remember. She runs a company. It's where these breaks, self-pleasure breaks, are mandatory. You don't leave the premises. They have a room everybody can use.
The same room, same time?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It could be the same time. It's definitely the same room with different apparatuses for whatever you need to facilitate that with.
Yeah. Well, you know not everybody's wiping them down after use either.
Yes. They need to alcohol.
I know what
premises.
That's about. That goes back to the freaking movie. Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was
a great movie.
Like, that's with a man throughout the day, his mind will stay on,
sex.
Sex. Uh-huh. It's like Jonathan Step Davis was saying. Sex, he dreamed about it all day. Well, the same thing. You get it off your mind, and then, okay, now I can concentrate on work. Like, we're animals.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. It works. Like
you go in heat.
You focus.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess women do too.
I'm sure we do. We think about sex.
Are you all the time sitting around thinking about that?
No, not all the time. You know, most of the time.
That's why your female dogs have to wear diapers and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the cats too, when they go in the heat, you know, they start heating it up.
Yeah, I know. I have one. So this is the sex days. Like we said, it's going to help with your health and intimacy. So the study found that more than 3 in 5 employees support the idea of unpaid sex days. Now, a lot of them take a day. I want my sex day paid, definitely. So
that could fall under the, like, we get personal days.
Say there was a
I used one recently when Fat Boy was sick and couldn't come to work. And I was like, you know what? I'll just take a personal day.
Which I thank you for doing that.
Yes. Well, no, I think that was the day you both were sick.
Yeah, I had some like stomach type of Noro type thing going on.
Yeah.
Slash food poisoning.
George Norrie.
Say there was a room, you know, could you, nope. You don't see the person. Could you be in there with somebody else at the same time?
No.
If you're partitioned off?
Nope. A girl, maybe.
That's the thing. You wonder if it's co-ed, if it mixes.
That's the best thing. Like, one of the things, I was, not that I was saying this to somebody the other day, but like,
girl.
Like to me, the sexual experience is the touch. It's certainly, but the sounds, like I feel for deaf people for having sex. If you're getting laid and you're deaf, like seriously, knock on some wood, because.
What if you're blind? It's worse. You got to trust you're in the right situation.
You got to trust that, but also the appealing sound of just that, like. That's where I am a selfless lover. I love the fact that she's really enjoying it.
Yeah.
I love the sound of that. Uh-huh. I love it when she's really loud and like sconces are falling off the wall and stuff.
Oh, wow. Make the earth move.
We know how you like to kiss in the certain little area.
So it's a move. I like it.
Hey, watch yourself, fatty. Remember, there's kids listening, getting ready for school.
That's right.
They probably already know more than what you're talking about.
They're gonna have they probably have code words for it like we do. It's like, yeah. I mean, it did take the internet like 5 years to figure out what fapping was. And then as soon as everybody figured out what it was, it went away.
Like nobody like, yeah, we don't want to use this. We don't want to say this. It's kind of
fapping.
You're gonna fap again.
Yep.
Oh boy. All right.
You're going to get fat again.
Well, headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. I'm Paige, and those are your Rice Guys headlines.
Thank you so much, Paige. Fat boy. Gasping for straws. Is there anything to talk about?
Oh, yeah. Nobody saw this coming. This was a feud that developed over Super Bowl weekend that's going pretty strong right now that almost came to fisticuffs on Bourbon Street.
Uh-oh.
Between two old baseball players. And one might have had a son playing in the Super Bowl that weekend.
Fist to cuffs, huh?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
They had to be separated.
Wow.
One of those ball players could be coming to town here pretty soon.
Oh, Santa Claus.
No, Santa Claus never got drafted.
Oh.
He was too fat to round the bases.
He was.
Mm. He was not even a one-tool player.
Plus, that was a dwarf he was using as a bat.
It
was acceptable back then.
How many times or how much time do we spend in the office after the show playing freaking elf bowling?
Oh.
All those years ago.
Oh, God.
They just go home.
Oh, God.
And especially then go home. The old one dude that all he did was play games and went home.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about that. That's surprising.
It won't surprise you when you find out who kind of started the whole thing.
Oh, well, I mean, I got a good idea who the aggressor is.
Yep.
Huh. Oh, wow. Okay. I did not know about this. This will be fun. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
The Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Oh!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yes! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports, served to you by Bojangles. I don't have an interesting this day in sports history, but I do have a little fact for you.
I love facts. We don't even have a fax machine anymore.
We don't. Facsimile. Did you know, in an NHL game, if all of the team's goalies are injured, the team has the option to suit up anybody as a goalie. They can even pick fans from the stands to be a goalie.
I don't know a lot about hockey, believe it or not.
All you need to know.
Other than if there's not a fight, I didn't fully enjoy the game.
There's got to be a fight.
That was the best part about that.
Yeah. Everybody has the goon on the team that, starts the fights. He finishes them up. You don't really see it much in the NHL anymore. I don't see it really.
Well, I guess, the whole thing about concussions and cutting people's throats and stuff really. that dude's throat really got cut, right? Like it he really was almost decapitated.
What? With what?
The stick.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I didn't know it was that sharp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, go Hawks. So I don't know where this really stands now, but from what I can tell, this feud started over the weekend. This person, let's say person, athlete A was tweeting how bad that Travis Kelce was playing and how bad Patrick Mahomes sucks.
Gosh.
So that had been brewing for a little bit. So athlete A, who is John Rocker.
Oh, God.
He's at the Super Bowl. He's on Bourbon Street. Also on Bourbon Street, which happens to be just at the same area, at the same time, at the same bar.
Kelsey's mom.
Nope, not Donna. Which, by the way, I don't know what the cleavage bet, which was odd, really weird, paid out or not, because they never showed her. But you had Pat Mahomes. Not Patrick, but Pat.
The old pitcher.
Pat Sr. They see each other on the street. I can't say what they said to each other. It was very explicit. But they had to be broken up. That's not where it ended, though.
Will you tell me off the air what they said to each other?
I can't say the word. Yeah, a lot of F-bombs. Oh. You know, go to F, eat an F.
Go to like F.
Eat an F, wow.
A lot of stuff like that.
That's amazing.
Don't F on me.
But that's not where it ended.
Uh-oh.
John Rocker retweeted the video, and he said, "This blanking loser can't take a damn joke. Wish I laid him out right there and ruined his BS weekend even more." He said the word.
He might be dyslexic, and that was supposed to say SB for Super Bowl weekend, not BS weekend.
Mm. Well, guess who caught wind of that?
Uh-oh, who?
Pat Mahomes.
Oh, wow.
On social media.
Is he going to kick some ass?
Well, he said, "You really haven't changed one bit in the last 25 years. Keep my name out your loud mouth."
John. Did you say out your?
Yep.
I like that.
John Rocker said, "You wouldn't have had the balls to say that to my face the other night, lanky ass clown."
Oh, no.
He went on to – now, that's the last interaction he had with Senior.
They're going to fight at WrestleMania.
They were about to fight in the street. Somebody pushed Mahomes to the other side of the street, and Rocker threw a beer at him.
Did they have heat when they played? Because, I mean, he didn't – neither one of them played all that long, John Rocker or Patrick Mahomes. Wait a minute. Which one's – how does everyone agree to not do a junior on this? Like, which one is the – football player
Patrick,
and then Pat is the dad, the baseball player.
But I can't remember if Patrick is a third or a junior. But that's how the mom keeps it. She's like, "He's Patrick and dad's Pat." But you know, Rocker went on to say, "F Patrick Mahomes," and then he said, "Mahomes is lucky he got away. I would have rocked him."
Oh, he's definitely wanting to wrestle.
You know, in the approach in the video, Rocker walks up to him, not really confrontational. Like he's trying to shake his hand. But there's somebody already in between Mahomes and Rocker. So Pat smacks his hand away, and that's where the guy starts to push Mahomes back a little bit. Rocker takes offense, throws a beer at him, a drink, whatever.
Oh, wow.
And that's where the, you know, go to F, oh, eat F, you know, look at my F.
Yeah.
You smell like F.
F my F.
All those F. came out.
So this is like a big shouting match, I see.
Yeah, but it looked kind of staged, didn't it? Like it looked rigged.
Well, knowing Pat Mahomes' history, I was just saying, why would the dad of the Super Bowl quarterback be walking around Bourbon Street very casual like that?
That's a good question. Like, why would you be out?
Not that he's that even that recognizable, but I mean, it's just who he is. It's like Donna Kelsey. You know, I mean, so you got recognition and... I don't know. Rocker looks huge, man.
Somebody in the video says, "Hey, is that Johnny Rocker?"
Johnny Rocker.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Rocker.
They were probably in the background talking about whiskey.
Rocker's...
Johnny Walker.
He's still a big dude, man. He's jacked up. But also, if you see his Twitter, you can see Michelle Obama's birthday cake. I guess he went to the party. He tweeted a picture of it. Yeah. So he's in the know. We out of here, man. But
I wonder if he follows Kanye, if Kanye follows him.
Oh, God. Don't we know Kanye only follows Taylor, right?
Is that right?
That was the only person he followed.
No, Elon unfollowed him.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know if Elon follows Errol and how that situation is, and if Errol even has a fully accessed
X. But does Elon? He could probably just Neuralink his tweets. Like he just, I'm saying, you know,
is he there
physically on a phone? But I bet he's just thinking his tweets.
He's chipped into his brain.
Yeah. Remember when Elon was trapped in the closet and the FBI had him at gunpoint when he was like 6 years old?
That was Elion Gonzalez.
Nah, it was one of them.
All right.
Oh, we out of here for real.
We will take a break. Elon, you had a cousin that went there. We will take a break. We will come back. We'll try this last time. Like, you don't fool us but the once. Or not fool us, but, you know.
Can't get fooled again.
Say you're going to do something and not do it. So the guy who thinks, let's just say what it was. He thinks his brother's a drug dealer because the dude has got a Rolex now. He paid...
got nice shoes.
Got all these nice luxury goods that for what he does for a living makes no sense at all. He's asked him. He says he's just gotten bonuses and promotions, and the brother doesn't believe it. So he's going to call him again, and we're going to try to get him to stay on hold this time. Fatboy's got a way he thinks that we can make sure this goes off without...
He's got some magic.
So, well, he's the one over there dialing them up and everything. He knows what to say to talk somebody into doing something they don't want to do.
We're going
to
make this work.
Okay, we will make this work. We think you're selling drugs, says his family. We'll find out where that money's really coming from next. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.